You may recall that it was Charles Lindbergh who flew the Spirit of 76 on the world's first transatlantic flight. But do you know what he flew and who his co-pilot was when he began to explore his many other transoceanic routes? The story is this edition of The American Countryside. The Pioneers of Flight exhibit has been a part of the National Air and Space Museum since the facility opened in 1976. It's now receiving a makeover.
It's called the Pioneering Era, which is like the 1920s and 30s. Try to get back to that era and tell some more, give some more information about why these aircraft are in there, and especially the people, which had not really been highlighted before.
Dorothy Cochran is a curator at the National Air and Space Museum.
We have record-setting aircraft. We have aircraft that represent the beginning of an era. They're pioneering aircraft. This is why we call it the Pioneers of Flight Gallery. They're not the milestone aircraft that everybody remembers, like the Wright Flyer or things like that, but they're planes that are very important that are unknown, and people don't know why, so we're trying to explain that.
For instance, the gallery talks about people like Charles Lindbergh, but doesn't highlight the famous plane, the Spirit of 76, but rather his Lockheed Sirius.
Charles Lindbergh used it to survey unexplored territory, air routes that were in the northern hemisphere from the United States over either to the Far East or over to the Atlantic.
Charles' wife Anne was also a licensed pilot. In the early 30s, they surveyed transoceanic routes for the airlines.
They did a flight in 1931, which went from the east coast of the United States all the way over into China by the northern route through Canada and then down through Siberia and Japan. And then in 1933, they left from the United States and went east to Europe via Greenland, Iceland, which is, of course, the routes that people still fly today.
The stories are all a part of the new exhibit at the Smithsonian. Traveling the Countryside in Washington, D.C., I'm Andrew McCrae.